Blog Talk Radio.
There are just certain things in life where you intend to do something, you have an objective, and once you get that done, you feel good about yourself, and then you realize there's really five other things that need to be done that go along with it that didn't really seem to be part of the original plan. And that's what we encounter many times, many ways, and that includes when you're buying a home. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell. And today, Realtor David Schwabe of the Schwabe Group is going to be with us to talk about all those extra things. I have titled it the other stuff here today, things that happen to make sure that that house gets sold and closed. And David, I can imagine from your point of view, this kind of gets to be a big thing that chews up a lot of your time, is making sure all these other things get done.
Yeah, Jim, thanks for doing this again today. Been in the business for 20 years, and there's so many things we do in every transaction to help a buyer or seller, and we lose track of how much we actually are doing, and we have to remember that a buyer, if it's their first time through, there's so much for them to learn and how much we guide them through, but we do kind of take it for granted. So today's a great topic to kind of go over some of those items.
Yeah, so let's start at that point at which someone is ready to buy a home. Just making the offer itself, what takes place there? What's your role to make sure that the figures get exchanged and offer is seen and heard and accepted?
Yeah, so that's, first of all, they fall in love with the house, they have to have it, and we'll look at comparable properties. I'll pull up comparable properties and make a market analysis for them. And sometimes that's over a day, and sometimes it's over like sitting on an iPad in the corner of the house because they're ready to buy right now. But either way, they have to be advised in exactly how to do that or what the pricing is to make sure we're making a wise choice and the pricing is correct. Then we have discussion on what they're willing to do, what kind of price point we should be at, where we should write the offer. There's a lot more to it, as we said, in the financing and the attorneys and such. And then we fill out, it's all digital signatures now, so we fill out a form. And I can get that done. And with an experienced buyer, I can get that offer written within 45 minutes. But then, of course, we might want to go through it. So it takes some time once we write it up to make sure they understand exactly what they're signing.
Should their mindset be that there's going to be some negotiation back and forth when they make that first offer?
Wow, that's a hot topic right now in the industry. So it really depends. Some houses are coming on and they're hot and there's very little inventory still. And then there's some other houses that have been sitting on the market for a couple of weeks, and we're getting offers in at 10-15% under, but the pricing really hasn't adjusted. So it's a really interesting topic right now in the industry because some buyers think that their values are dropping, and they really haven't had too much pressure to fall. So to answer your question, no, yes, there's definitely today's market, we're at least getting to write the offer, negotiate a little bit, depending on the house, we'd advise, of course. But then they get to do a home inspection, and they get to talk about a home inspection items, unlike a year ago when they had to buy it as is, close immediately, and give everything to the seller. So.
Yeah. You mentioned just a moment ago the attorney. Talk about the role an attorney plays, what the need for one is, and are they part of the offer process, or do they kind of come in later?
Yeah, so the attorneys have agreed upon and written our contract offer sheets that we work on. And but I say sheet, it's 13 pages long. But the attorneys have pre-written that and agreed upon it. So basically what happens is we as agents and brokers, we will write the offer, do everything, do our due diligence. And once we have a signed contract, then the attorneys first want to review it because they want a signed contract to review. And there are 5 business days allowed for them to review that. So there's no concern that buyer should ever have or a seller to sign a contract because their attorney has 5 business days to disallow the contract if there's something, substantially wrong with it.
And I assume that based on the process you described, that doesn't happen often then.
No. But it's, they get that. And, of course, after they review, then there's inspection items, which we're going to get to today. But they review at that point, and the attorneys will drive it. Once we have a contract, they drive the contract all the way to closing. And us as brokers and realtors, our job is to really assist and in the process throughout and advise as well.
Now, when we talk about being prepared to buy a home, being prepared to make that offer, obviously it's making sure you can afford what you're doing. Are you at a point, especially in a market like this, where you are recommending that buyers be pre-approved?
Yeah, it's always been that we've always advised people to be pre-approved. There's different terms, pre-qualified, pre-approved. But what in this market, actually, the lenders are allowing the buyers, if they have the wherewithal and they can get all their documentation up front to the lender, and we can actually have a full approval, which is really cool, because when we write that offer, we can show that we're fully approved. All we have to do is do an appraisal, and we're approved within days, right? But traditionally, yes, they have a pre-approval, pre-qual. They've talked to a lender. They've pulled their credit. And so when we write an offer, we have to hand at least that to the seller when we write an offer, so they know that we've done our due diligence on this buyer and that they can indeed afford the house.
Now, talk about the lender and the financing. As a buyer, should the buyer shop around? Should they talk to a few people? How do you go about finding a lender that you want to work with?
Yeah, so I think that the buyers have to work with a lender that they know is well qualified, that we know they can get the job done, that can close on time. And it changes, right, as the market shifts and people shift around the work environment. My personal preference has always been to work with an actual mortgage lender rather than a bank itself, and all the bankers right now are flipping over. But it's just that the lenders, that's all they do all day long, and this is their whole livelihood, and they're going to make sure it closes. And they usually have the lenders, the mortgage lenders usually have access to more programs and more options for the buyers, because if the buyer's getting too deep into it, but the buyers might be, if they're a teacher or they're going to be a doctor or they're a firefighter, there might be special programs for those specifically that they can pull from government options to get better programs for them.
We're talking with realtor David Schwabe today of the Schwabe Group about all the things that dominoes that need to fall after you've made an offer on a home to get you into that home. And we're using his several decades of experience here to kind of guide us through the process. You can always get more at schwabegroup.com if you want to check online to the excellent website that Dave and his team have. We've had podcasts devoted exclusively to the inspection process, David, and it's a very important step, one you mentioned earlier. Again, that's one of the things that just needs to fall in place, but I assume that's one you guide the buyer through.
Yeah, the inspection is really, really important. I would never advise anyone to skip that part of the process. So we have inspectors that we've been working with for years. If someone has a family friend that does it, that's fine, as long as they're really qualified in what they do. And we set up the inspection. It has to be within the first 5 business days. So once we have a contract, within that 5 business days of attorney approval, it's the same 5 business days that we can do the inspection. So we have a contract, we set up the appraisal. I'm sorry, we set up the inspection, we set up the attorney approval, get everyone on board, and the process kind of flows along. But, yes, it will be done in the first 5 business days. If for some reason it needs to run longer, we can, stretch it out a little bit. But sellers obviously don't like that. They want to get the result.
Sure. And should a buyer expect, and is it normal to find a couple of things in that inspection that at least warrant a quick conversation?
Yeah. So it depends on the offer. It depends on the contract. I just sold a house the other day that it would need a lot of work, and we were able to get a substantially really good value on the home, but with the understanding in that case, they were buying it as is. So they did the inspection, and we weren't going to ask for a bunch of little things. But, if you paid full price or top value for the house and you did the inspection and there's some issues, yes, you know, if there's mold in the attic, we may want that resolved. If there's radon levels that are high, we may want that resolved. And again, it's a case-by-case basis, depending on how well-priced the home is, how much competition we've had. But we certainly are going to advise our clients to do what's best for them to, you know, to come away with a home that they're comfortable with that's a good value.
Another one of these additional items is insurance. And as you prepare to go into closing, you've made the offer, what is specifically required for a buyer in terms of homeowner's insurance?
So in order for them to close on the mortgage, they're going to need to have an insurance policy in place, paid up for the year. And that's just one of the steps of the mortgage process. But one step further is I've got – one of my attorneys does this, and I really think it's a great idea, is that we've got an insurance residential insurance person that we deal with that we have our clients call, and they can actually pull a CLUE report on the house, and they can see if there's been any claims in the house, because a lot of insurance agents will do that for us. They'll pull the CLUE report, and then if they – for instance, we know that there are a lot of issues with the house. Let's say the house had flooded, and there was – substantial claim on the basement. Well, it's a good thing for us to know, right? And that's the kind of thing that a lot of people don't know, but that's a really great option for a buyer to look at.
You also mentioned earlier that the attorney sort of drives the process to the closing. Does the attorney actually arrange the closing and get everything set up, or is that still something you would do?
So once we're through and we have a clear to close on the house, the attorneys, the seller and the buyer attorney will get together and with their clients and pick the time and date and location. I'm sorry, the date's already set, the location and time. And then us as realtors kind of follow along with that because they're the ones who actually have to run the closing. So they will work with the title company and set up a location. Long story short on this, though, is that sellers most of the time don't come to closing, so they don't really care. They just pre-sign. The buyers normally have to be at closing, of course, because they have a mortgage to get done.
And with the buyers, sometimes I assume they're looking for proceeds from an existing home. Maybe they're selling mm-hmm. their current home, moving up, moving down. Is it hard to align the timing on all that to make sure that the money's there? Does that get to be an issue sometimes?
Yeah, if we're working with a really good attorney, the attorney should be able to align that. So it's what you're calling is we call a home sale or home close contingency. They have to close on one to use the funds for the second. In that case, we would either close one first thing in the morning and the other one in the afternoon. And the title companies will take a check from one title company and accept it as cash at the other. We can't do that for your own funds, but the mm-hmm. title companies allow other title companies to bring in checks because there's sometimes not enough time to wire it because you might have one closing at 9 and one at noon, and you might not be able to wire that money to it. So the attorneys just have to be – the experienced real estate attorney will understand how to schedule that and get the process done for us.
You mentioned the seller might not be at closing if the buyer – the buyer will be at closing. Do they – need to start working out a couple of weeks before to make sure they can sign all the papers still? Is it the long process it's always been?
So the sellers really only need to sign a few forms, and they will work with their attorney on that. But I will say the buyers, a lot of mortgage guys have a pre-signed digital, everything they can sign digitally in the state of Illinois and specifically in Cook County right now. There's some things that still have to be what we call wet signatures. So they may just – the buyers may go to closing and only have to sign half the paperwork they used to because they pre-signed digitally the other half. So it's a faster process than it used to be for sure.
And last thing before we let you go, David, once people want to move in, they want to get set up right away, when can they start signing lining up utilities and services, internet cable, all things? Do they have to wait till closing to do that, or can they arrange that in advance?
Yeah, I would tell this most buyers once we have a clear to close. So once we have a full mortgage approval and we are what we call cleared to close, it means we're ready to go. And then maybe a week out, that could be 2 weeks out. But once we have that, I tell them put a transfer into their names on those specific dates to closing. And then they'll have all that done in advance. And that's something that can be done fairly quickly.
Great. David Schwabe, 847-636-6747. David at schwabegroup.com, schwabegroup.com. Thanks so much for being with us, David. And folks, please reach out, give him a call or an email, and get yourself started on the process. We'll look forward to an upcoming episode here of Your Home Buying Compass. Thanks, David. Thanks, everyone, for listening.